And I really do love our readings today, and I want to start off with a picture here. Can I get the graphic up on the screen, please? There was a study done in, oh, there we go. Nice playground there. I mean, I'd probably still play on that. I don't know about you. But they did this study of like school kids, and there was a playground without like fences around it. And the kids would huddle around like the teachers or their group of friends or maybe the playground. They wouldn't like explore all the space. But in the playgrounds that had fences around it, the kids would like go all over the place, right? They felt free to kind of run around, roam the space. That fence provided that boundary, that security, not just for teachers, but for kids. It was a good thing to have, and it opened them up to the life they could have had on that playground. Like you see here on this playground, it has this nice fence on there, and the kids could run around and do whatever they want. It's a great place to be on the playground because of those fences that surround that space. There was a message in all of these readings today from Zechariah and the book of Revelation. There were fences in all of these walls, if you will, in all of these readings. And I want to remind you in Zechariah, again, this is a message apocalyptic. Use your imagination. And I'll be to her a wall of fire all around, declares the Lord, and I will be the glory in her midst. So Zechariah's vision of Jerusalem for a people who were disillusioned, right? Like, Jerusalem wasn't like it used to be. We're back from exile. The temples, have you been hearing temples being rebuilt? But it's not going so well. Got homes, the city's in shambles compared to what it was before it was sacked. And so they were struggling at this time with the hope in the midst of it all. And so here God provides this vision for Israel, where he is this fire that surrounds Jerusalem. And the picture of Jerusalem was kind of interesting there, right? They measured it again here, and it was described as, it's so big now, all these little areas would be like villages because of how many people and animals. I mean, it's beyond imagination, that space now. It's just way different, bigger and better than before. And so there's God as a fire around Jerusalem, as a fence, as a firewall. Question for you, I'd like an answer, a couple answers actually. In the Old Testament, can we recall some stories where God kind of appeared as fire? Got Moses, excellent, excellent. Where else can we kind of think about here?
Elijah,
yeah. There we go, the chariot of fire. That's not just men running on a beach.
No.
Anything else? Pillars of fire, right? Yeah, Israel, leaving their slavery into freedom, and there was a pillar of fire by night and smoke by day, right? And so God's presence in the Old Testament is presented as like these fiery encounters with God, right? Or of his power and glory when the prophets Baal were, you know, trying and to come and like coax their God to come. God had his prophet douse that his altar with water. How many times? How many gallons? And then he just shows up in fire and consumes it all, right? That's the picture that Zechariah was given here this time. Here is God's presence, God's power is going to surround God's people, right? When God is going to work and does his work, God is going to surround Jerusalem as his protective fire, his glory, his strength will be there securing all these people, all from all over, all the exiles brought back into this new Jerusalem that's beyond measurement and different than you expect, greater than you expect. In fact, all the plunder of the nations will be brought into Israel. Like, their future will be so secure, and God's presence will be there completely with them. That's that Zechariah vision, kind of a crazy picture. And then the Gospel of, or the Apostle John kind of picks up a similar image, but again, presented in a different way. What happened to the wall, the fence? Turned into gold. Yeah, and like, how big would you imagine those pearls are? Right? What sort of city needs 12 foundations? I mean, we're talking this really, just try to imagine that for a second. Giant pearls, walls, like gold so pure, it's like glass. And that's the picture there, right? And the gates will never be shut by day, and there will be no night there, and they will bring into it the glory and honor of the nations, right? So here's the New Jerusalem. Here's the picture that John wanted to give a persecuted group of people, people with their own struggles, a hopeful image, right? Like, here's this city, the New Jerusalem, in all the splendor, all this hard work that the disciples put in and the prophets and God's people of trusting the Lord, of working God's kingdom.